Swedish soldiers and veterans pay their respects to comrades lost in international operations. 200 years after Sweden was last officially at war, this ceremony on Gotland takes place at the start of a new era for the military. As Sweden edges closer to NATO, combat readiness at home has rarely been higher up on the agenda.
We are absolutely on the right track. We are reorganizing the army. It is not that big at the moment, but its qualities are high, and with well-trained personnel and with a lot of NATO and international experience.
Sweden has stepped up its military exercises, but it has some catching up to do with fellow NATO applicant Finland. Wilhelm Agrell is a former soldier who has spent decades publishing work on security policy in the Nordics.
Around 2000, Sweden bought in on the idea that there wouldn't be any war in Europe anymore. So the territorial defence of Sweden could simply be scrapped. Finland never bought in on this. They remained in the territorial defence mode, and therefore they don't have to go back to that.
One part of the defences abandoned by Sweden was Gotland, the island described as an unsinkable aircraft carrier due to its position in the Baltic. Its garrison was disbanded in 2005, before being reinstated 4 years ago.
Gotland is of great strategic importance due to the fact that Putin and Russia clearly shown that they are willing to use military force. It is important to have military presence and a good military capability on the island.
National conscription was also brought back in 2018.
Strength in depth is where Sweden and Finland really differ. Finland's long-standing conscription policy means it can put hundreds of thousands of soldiers into the field. That number's somewhere between 30 and 60,000 for Sweden.
Sweden's army, air force and navy can punch above their weight. They have a technological edge, helped by a multi-billion dollar arms industry, and an injection of cash as the military bids to double in size. Whatever their respective strengths, it's still likely to be Sweden and Finland's geographical position that would benefit NATO, if their application is eventually approved. Paul Rees, Al Jazeera, Gotland, Sweden.